The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
Welcome back, everybody. 32 after the hour here at Cannabis Radio. And joining us on the telephone is Matthew Mills, I believe. Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. And we were getting you on the line here to talk all about MedX-RX. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, it's MedX Inc.
Okay.
That's the website to our company actually bounces to our crowdfunding platform to show the world that they're able to get involved in the world's first Regulation A Plus offering for all types of investors, big and small.
Now, this is an area that's new to a lot of people. A lot of my audience are people that have been longtime cannabis consumers, and now they're very excited about the industry taking off and want to get a piece of it, want to invest in this, be the next, invest in the next Yahoo, the next Google, whatever it might be. But the pathway is fraught with all sorts of difficulties and shysters and scams that a lot of naive investors might fall for. Can you tell us a little bit about your platform and how that can help people?
Well, yeah, and you're right. You know, there's all kinds of things going out in this industry. It's a brand new industry. So, you know, buyer beware. And this is what Regulation A Plus is really all about. It allows investors to get involved in a company that's been somewhat scrutinized. So in order for us to have this position as a Regulation A Plus offering, we had to go through the Jobs Act scrutiny by the SEC as well as FINRA, doing, you know, the whole bad actor background checks, really looking at the company. We had to turn in audited financials. And, you know, once we were approved, you know, our minimum investment is $420 for 700 shares. So it puts you in a place where, you know, and this is why this was created, it allows people to get involved. And let's just say the business model doesn't go to the next level. It's not taking your life savings away. It's gathering a huge crowd. It's putting small amounts of money from each person to allow a company like ours to create jobs and grow its business. Fortunately for us, we're very focused on the bottom line. As a management team, none of us are drawing salaries. We have very minimal overhead. We've got real products that are now making their way, and next week there's actually a press release that'll be coming out, making our way to our first positioning of revenue for the company with our NatureSide product, which is an insecticide that's been approved for cannabis cultivation in the three recreational states, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington. And this is the kind of thing that investors want to see. They want to see a management team that's got a track record. In this industry, you probably recognize there's not a lot of guys out there with a lengthy track record. There's some, and there's some great companies to invest in, but a lot of these startups are startup companies that management might not have a real track record, and that's where we differ here at MedX.
So you keep mentioning the Regulate A Plus investment. Give people an idea. What does that mean? Who's giving you this A Plus? Who's grading you?
Well, it's just called Regulation A Plus. It isn't a grade. What it is, it's derived from the Jumpstart Your Business initiative from the Jobs Act of 2012 that got put in place. The idea of this got put in place after the big crash in the economy and after years of discussions and Congress kicking it around and doing what needed to be done. They made sure that the SEC focused on this and launched it. And what it does is it allows, everyday Americans the ability to get in on the ground floor. Like you just said, Yahoo, Facebook, Apple, all of these companies, when they initially started out, you as a regular, Joe or Jane in America, You couldn't get involved in that. The only people that got those calls were the millionaires, the people that have a lot of money, that were the first ones in, and they are the ones that can afford to take risk. And now, because of this new regulation, it allows everyone to get in a low dollar amount, giving the company the ability to gather the capital from the masses, and giving the investor, the Joe and Jane regular American, the ability to get in on that ground floor where they wouldn't have been able to do it before.
Okay.
And it's proving itself with another company recently ahead of us called Elio. They're a car company, a three-wheeled car company, really unique business model. They launched and raised $17 million, and they sold stock at $12 a share. And last time I looked, they were hovering right around the $20 mark out on the OTCQX. So some pretty happy investors there that have been in that deal for, less than a year, and it's already seeing an upward push because of the market segment and enabling companies like this to do this. And we feel that we're going to follow the same path. We're very focused as a group. And between our product line, the NatureSide product line, the insecticide products that are making their way into cannabis cultivation, along with our digital publication, the Marijuana Times, we feel we're going to be able to drive revenue and make investors happy and give them a progress of the company and just move this thing forward. So it's a very exciting time for us. The crowdfunding initiative is going very well. And it's, again, a very exciting time for us. And, we're not really celebrating. We have more of a responsibility here because we are the first cannabis company in America to get this position. So it's a little bit celebratory, but at the same time, the responsibility factor of making sure we really go somewhere to pave the way for others to follow this pathway that's been built for us is really important to us and others in the industry.
We're speaking with Matthew Mills from MedX Inc., and you can find their website at medx-rx.com. And this is kind of interesting to me because it seems to be this, and the paradigm you're describing isn't just limited to cannabis. You mentioned that three-wheel car company, but it seems to be this is the investment version of, say, Uber or a GoFundMe or all these other kind of online systems that have allowed us to gather and harness the power of many small individuals to do what it used to take one big individual. Hell, I could even mention, Bernie Sanders' campaign with his small donations versus super PACs. It seems to be this is the new wave.
Yeah, that's right. And especially on the investor front, I mean, you start looking at this thing and you recognize that in the past, from eBay to Yahoo, like we were talking about before, I mean, you get to like Facebook. Let's take Facebook, for instance. When Facebook became available to the public, it was in the, it was a double-digit number. It was in the 30s. It was an IPO, and it shot up, and then it shot down. And, can you imagine if you were able to get in on the ground floor when they first started that company with $500, $1,000, $1 or $2 a share? Hmm. And it came out an IPO, and kind of like Elio. They were $12. Now they're sitting at $20. You start looking at this kind of thing, and you recognize that there could be a big opportunity here for a little bit of money that, I mean, for us especially, you think $420. I live in Los Angeles. Things are expensive here. $420 is a nice night out with my wife and my daughters, and go have a nice meal and maybe see a movie or maybe go to a show downtown. And, it's gone. This is the ability to take a small amount of money and take a gamble on a management team. And I'm just going to be real frank with everybody. Buyers need to beware. You need to go do your due diligence. You need to look at the companies. The information's out there. These companies and our company, there's a ton of information. There's an offering circular that everybody needs to look at. It's detailed. It warns you could lose all your money. And that's the attitude you have to take. However, if you're smart and you know how to do a little bit of reading to see where the management teams come from, how much money are they taking in salaries, do they have a big giant operating expense. You know, these are the things you really need to look at and understand before you get involved in an investment. And it's not that difficult. It's common sense, really, when you really look at it.
And as far as what people are investing in, you mentioned some of the products. Is your company more involved in helping other companies market different products, or are you the direct company that's making the product and selling it?
We're the manufacturer of the insecticide products that we sell. We've also developed a soil product that is an insecticidal infused soil. We've just filed for patent protection on that product. That should be available later this year. But we're a cannabis ancillary products company. Similar to the gold rush, the companies that made all the money around the gold rush were the guys who sold the picks and shovels. We're the picks and shovels of the green rush. So there's a big issue right now with pesticides and cannabis and marijuana, you know, as well as hemp. A lot of issues with pesticides being used, poisoning patients. This has been going on for a while, and now that oversight is coming into place in Colorado, Oregon, and Washington, the issue stands out. Quarantines, seizures of you know, thousands and thousands of plants are happening, so they don't fall in the hands of the patients to be, you know, using marijuana that's tainted with pesticides. So we sat back and watched this a couple of years ago and realized, hey, there's a big opportunity here. We've got this pesticide product that's moving into pest control and hospitality for other uses that works really good with cannabis. So we had to start testing it. Got now 2 years of testing behind it. Works incredible. And now farms in California are starting to use the product, and the results are astounding. And again, we don't touch the plant. We touched it for research and development. We don't touch it. We don't sell the plant. So we've got bank accounts, and, you know, we're an audited company, so it's a little different than getting involved in the, hey, we're going to get involved in the dispensary business or the, you know, or the cultivation business, which federally is not allowed yet. You can't have a bank account if you're in those businesses on a state level in multiple states. And we kind of want to stay away from that until the federal government decides, and we think it's coming. We knew Regulation A was coming, and we planned for it, and sure enough, it happened. And, you know, we're planning for the feds to knock marijuana into a Schedule II drug so that it does give the ability for banking to happen and become legitimate. And when that happens, in our 2 years of learning cultivation and supercritical extraction for extraction of essential oils on cannabis, we've gotten ourselves positioned so when this does happen, we can grow world-class medical marijuana for patients that's not only organic, but really high in CBD levels, low in THC levels. That's what we kind of specialize in, amongst other things that are going to come out of our research and development that we're working on now.
It sounds wonderful. It's medxrx.com if you want more information. Matthew Mills from MedX Inc., thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today and inform us a bit on this investment opportunity.
You got it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, stay tuned, folks. We'll be back with a radical rant right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.